T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on a Halloween football Friday. We got all the Cowboys updates for you. Stars, well, they did not get the win in overtime last night. What a shellacking it was in South Beach. Just their changes with the Dolphins. Big news with LSU. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Fighting Tiger, Brian Broaddus. We got Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, and of course, Carter Freeman. Coordinating your video, the General Gavin Dawson off today. Family's in town, so send Gavin Dawson some well wishes on social media as he's having some fun with the familia. Fellas, how the hell are you doing today?
Man, can you imagine how much of a sweets run he's about to go on this weekend?
Unbelievable.
Just surrounded by candy.
You know he's going to have a hip issue on Monday.
Yeah, he's going to have, his back's going to get hurt on him. His hips are going to hurt because every time he eats sugar in that way. And then you got mom's sugar cream pies that are now probably just rampant in the house right now. He's always got Abby's cookies that we know he hides under his mattress. He's been open about that. So, I mean, he's going to come in on Monday just totally hungover from the candy sweets extravaganza.
Well, let's not forget about the safety of his mom.
That's true. You always have to be concerned.
Well, wasn't it the last time that they were together that he left some boots or something in the garage and she tripped over him and...
We had a fall and stuff. I think ever since then, he's been going to visit them.
Yeah, let's not worry so much about Dawson. Let's worry about the potential of his mom. Something might happen to her. Because
I know you're worried about Dawson's mom.
Think about her a lot.
She's got it going on.
Dawson's negligence. Is that the right word? Did I use the right word?
Negligence. You did, yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Dawson, maybe he did something he wasn't supposed to do, left in the garage, and she trips again, you know?
He better be buttoned up.
Yeah.
You don't hurt Mama Dawson twice.
No, you don't. There are some outstanding costumes from the Cowboys as we've got John Machota, Nick Harris, others reporting from the locker room. How about my guy Cooper Beebe? Full on Nacho Libre.
How about that?
Incredible. He playing on Monday night? Did you get the confirmation yet?
Yeah. The fact he's full. Yeah, I believe so.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm ready for this. Yeah. Dak and Will Greer dressing up as Tigger and Winnie the Pooh. I think maybe, I don't know, Will Greer might not be Winnie the Pooh.
No, he looks like a walrus, doesn't he?
He does look like a walrus. There's like teeth coming out of the head there.
Didn't the donkey, though, in Winnie the Pooh, didn't he have like droopy ears?
Oh, Eeyore?
Eeyore. Wasn't Eeyore kind of a sad character?
There weren't white teeth coming out of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have walrus.
I see Lucius in there smiling. I don't know if he's smiling at what we're talking about.
We say a lot of stupid things. I think Lucius is probably all the time like,
what Lucius is not listening. Lucius does not care what's going on.
He's switching the board over right now.
Exactly.
Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer confirming what you reported with the Golden Phone yesterday. Brian DeMarvian Overshown exiting practice with that thumb injury. Nothing serious. Did return. They're going to continue to ramp him up. He's going to get more work out there today. Also noted that Diggs, he's going to be meeting with a neurologist today to be cleared from concussion protocol. Hmm. So if he gets cleared there, then it's just, he was running yesterday.
I need to find out about that knee. How bad? If he's running yesterday, then it's mainly about the concussion stuff, I think, is probably what you're worried about the most.
And we got Steven coming up at 3 o'clock so we can get an update there. Jerry was asked this morning, an awesome show from Sean, RJ, Bobby, Peyton, and congratulations to them cashing on that $1,000 with the shoddy question.
$1,000 question.
From Andy Staples there.
It was not a $1,000 answer.
And I think Andy Staples has already Venmoed $500. Now it's up to PFT and Big Cat to send the other $500 for that question.
Okay.
So they've at least got half of it, but... yeah, we did have Jerry on with KNC earlier. He was asked about the $100 billion present value, and that's why I'm talking to you on the phone rather than trying to fix the Cowboys defense. He said, sitting here talking on this phone with you, the visits I'm having with my fans through the radio interview, that'll help score some touchdowns right now. I did like his answer with KNC, even though, I don't know, it's probably not exactly what all the fans wanted to hear, but he didn't make a joke of it like we thought maybe he would yesterday, Brian. He actually put some thought into it, and yeah, like he understood it.
I really thought that he was going to play it off as like, hey, you know, sense of humor, you know how we all kind of know how Jerry starts conversations and stuff, and you know, the fans really didn't want to hear that, you know. They're like, okay, fine, if you want to go do other things, then, you know, give up the title to somebody that can be the full-time guy doing that, you know. And listen, hey, there's a lot of folks out there that run multiple businesses and stuff, but I really thought he was going to play it off as, you know, I was just joking. Mm-hmm. You know, why is everybody so serious about this? I guess I can't joke about it. I thought that's the approach that he was going to take.
Why so serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, last night, total ass kicking. Ravens, my goodness, just shellacking the Dolphins. And, I mean, I had the numbers, like how Lamar Jackson had owned Miami before, another 4 touchdown passes for him, 204 yards, 28-6. They end up beating Miami. He completes 18 of 23 passes overall. He connected with Mark Andrews a couple of times, another tight end, missed DeAndre Hopkins on a deep ball. But the aftermath of this, not good in Miami, is Chris Greer.
My buddy.
He's out. As the Dolphins general manager, Mike McDaniel is reportedly going to finish the season as their head coach. He looked visibly unhappy last night, rightly so. And he knows that he's kind of dead man walking. I mean, I guess my prediction will not be right that he will be fired in season. But man, there are a lot of changes that need to be made there in Miami. As we go to our local South Beach correspondent, Eric Chiafalo, your thoughts on what the hell's going on?
Got to take some solace in the interim general manager being first named Champ.
Yeah.
Is it Champ Bailey?
No. It is not Champ Bailey. Champ Kelly, a guy I've never heard of. But that's kind of one of those names that can inspire confidence in you. But the Dolphins are a total disaster class. I believe you had Mike McDaniels last night during his 13-minute postgame presser say the word 157 times. Mm. And that's some hard-hitting analytics right there. Those are real numbers. So it was so bad. Oh, my gosh. It was so bad. Like, when they were panning into the crowd last night, it was pretty hilarious.
Well, it was like all Raven fans.
Well, there was a lot of Raven fans, and then the Dolphins fans that were there.
They start cheering for the Ravens?
They were booing the Dolphins, and they had, like, they were doing the bags over their heads and things like that. But it was just, I mean, just so ugly. How many plays were just so bad? The Hail Mary before half, where Tua just ends up taking a sack. He's probably scared to let that thing fly and show how little arm talent he actually has.
The duck arm.
Pushing the ball down the field. And... just the amount of plays that are laughable, like football follies, it'll end up on there.
Happy Halloween.
Some of those plays will. So I don't know what you're going to do. You got Tua tied up. I don't know where you go here. And I'm assuming they're going to want to sell pretty hard at the deadline.
I had my eyes on Bradley Chubb last night.
What'd you think?
I'm impressed.
Okay.
I think Bradley Chubb can play still. And that's a guy, and I'm looking at him over Phillips just because Phillips would be a rental. Now, obviously, you could get an extension done. But I think from a Cowboys perspective, you'd like to get a player that you've got control over. Chubb has multiple years left on the deal, obviously more expensive, but has the C on the chest, and he was out there playing hard. And I mean, there was one play that they had a tight end blocking him, and he just absolutely crushes him, goes and gets a sack on Lamar Jackson. Bradley Chubb, I think, is still a player that would be very helpful. I think he'd instantly be your best pass rusher without question. And I think he plays the run pretty well.
Well, there's
he's
a lot
around edge.
There's a lot of trade pieces. You could say that would be the best player at that position,
no doubt.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what's really kind of sad.
But he is an impact guy.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I wonder if Champ Kelly, by the way, this is his second time as an interim general manager. He was an interim general manager of the Las Vegas Raiders in 2023. And then came on board here with the Dolphins. But I wonder if Stephen Ross is going to give him a directive of fire sale this thing. And do you do it with the, and he almost has to do it if he wants to get the job, right? I mean, you're not going to sit there and talk Stephen Ross out of like, he walks in and says, listen, all players need to be made available. So now you're in a situation where if you're the general manager there or the interim, as Kelly is, what do you say to the owner? Mm-hmm. Do you say, yes, sir, I'll get on the phone right now? Or, hey, to be honest with you, sir, our best chance of winning is keeping some of these guys. I mean, what approach do you take? Because he's kind of damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. You know, because if he wants the job, you would think that he would have to do what the general manager or what the owner asks him to do. But is he the one that's going to make the call here? Is he going to be the one that's going to set the fortunes of whether he's the general manager or a new general manager comes in with a cupboard full of players? And does he also look at it as like, if I sell off all these players, my head coach is screwed?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is a bad situation.
I think the coach is screwed. I mean, the vibe I got is, at least from the media in Miami today, they are expecting fire sale. But maybe you're right. I don't know. Like, the interim AD, or not AD, there is an interim AD at LSU. We'll get to that in a second. But the interim GM, does he look at this as like, if I can end up winning some games, can I salvage this into a full-time gig?
I just don't think you get that jurisdiction. Like, ultimately, the owner will just say, okay, then you're gone too right now.
Sure.
Like, you're going to do what I want you to do, and if I want you to fire sale, then gosh dang it, fire sale.
We're fire sailing.
Yeah, see, that's
about a three-year rebuild.
See, if you're...
Start now.
If you're the general manager, that's what's so difficult, because you're trying to think like, okay, I'd love to have this job one day, but am I doing this to... so I can have a chance at it, or do I try and, you know, save my coach who I like, or it's just bad. I mean, I don't think I'd want to be the interim general manager in that situation.
No, the Dolphins are not a situation I would want to be in. I think Chris Greer's been there since what? 1999, 2000.
Oh, Chris has been there a long time.
I mean, he's worked his way all the way up. Yeah. And even in that tenure, I think he's seen three playoff games.
Chris was, yeah, Chris is.
And that's a long time.
Yeah, Chris has been there
three playoff games.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Long time. Long time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that is certainly a team that you're going to look at for multiple reasons. One, for players at the deadline, but also they did pay the two receivers. They paid Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And we had heard that report that came out a couple weeks ago. The Cowboys have been monitoring Cincinnati, Miami, Philly, kind of how they structured the salary cap for, if indeed, you know, can they go ahead and do the CD and George Pickens, pay both? One of the three is yes, in Philadelphia. That worked out with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. They've been to two Super Bowls. They've won one. The other one in Cincinnati, maybe if your quarterback was healthy, it'd be a different story. But otherwise, the defense is so bad. I don't know. I don't know if any of this scares the Cowboys. If they're monitoring those teams with what's going on in Miami, having paid two wide receivers, and then in Cincinnati still having a terrible defense, but you've paid T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, the one outlier being the team within your division. Maybe that trumps everything, but I wonder if the other two would say, ooh, should we pause on paying a George Pickens?
Yeah, I mean, I would say no. I would even look at the Dolphins situation and say, like, you can figure it out as long as you can evaluate the talent. Like, you paid the wrong quarterback. That's the first thing. Like, the Cowboys, you're looking at, like, we have Dak, they have Tua. We know how to build an offensive line. The Miami Dolphins do not. They will invest in the offensive line, and they'll put assets there, and it's always the wrong players. And defensively, they were still able to pay guys like Bradley Chubb. They bring in Minkah Fitzpatrick. They had Jalen Ramsey at one point. So it's still mostly about just, can you evaluate talent? Because you can make it work. You can make the numbers work on the salary cap and for your roster and stuff, but can you actually evaluate the players to bring in good ones? Because the Dolphins have shown no ability to do that.
Especially on the offensive line, and I'm with you. I'm still team. Let's keep GP3 and CD together. Not a good day, and I'm pretty heartbroken by this news, as we are the home of Texas Rangers baseball. But Mike Maddux, who's been back with the Rangers second stint for the last 3 years, he's leaving. He's going to the AL West rival LA Angels, according to a person with knowledge of the situation. We've had Evan Grant and others go ahead, and Jared was on with KNC earlier today as well. But best rotation ERA in baseball this past year, helped the Rangers win a World Series title in 2023. His two stints with the club have resulted in World Series trips. And, you know, Mike Maddux, I had heard some younger pitchers, he's got an old school way of doing things. And maybe like Brock Burke was a guy that I don't think necessarily loved the way that Mike Maddux coached. He was a little bit, you know, Brock was one of those guys that was somewhat analytic driven, didn't always look at the numbers, right, for personal assurance. But I think he had a different thought process. So maybe Mike didn't always jive with every player, but I think the results speak for themselves. And I wonder where the Rangers pivot now. That is a massive loss, losing a guy like Mike Maddux.
Yeah, I was really bummed. I was listening to Sean and RJ this morning, and they're like, oh, we have terrible Rangers news. And then they go to break, and I'm like, waiting. And then that's the news. And initially you're wondering, like, wow, did Schumacher not want him? But this was a Mad Dog choice. Mm-hmm. He wanted to go. And believe it or not, of all places, he wanted to go to Anaheim.
That's weird.
That has to just be a he wants to live out there situation.
Yeah, probably.
I can't
fathom
why you would want to work for that organization.
Sure. Sure.
My hope is whenever Evo decides he's done, I hope he becomes the pitching coach of the Texas Rangers.
Ooh, okay. There you go.
I mean, he's the man.
He is.
And all you hear about is just the leadership, how he's been able to help impact that room, him and DeGrom. I think that's a big reason you saw so much growth with guys like Jack Light or even Cole Winn in the bullpen.
And for the first, like, maybe like 5 years of his coaching career, you could argue that maybe in a big game spot, he just gets out there on the bump.
Just maybe player coach.
Yeah,
player coach. I'm in on it, man. Let's do it. Bummer for our Stars last night. This one did go to overtime. Otter was fantastic. 30 saves in Tampa the night that the Stars alternate captain, Tyler Seguin, 1,000th career game, only the 406th player in NHL history to achieve that milestone, goes into OT. I mean, rampant pace. Now, the Stars have no one to blame but themselves. They had a glorious 5-on-3 opportunity midway through the third period. They weren't able to score. And from that moment, anytime you don't score in a 5-on-3, I'm thinking you're screwed.
You know, absolutely.
That was your opportunity, and you just blew it. They go to OT. Mikko Rantanen subs in on his second shift. I'm thinking Mikko's going to go ahead and just win this thing. There's a turnover along the boards. Tampa Bay takes it the other side. Boop. That's all she wrote. Stars do salvage it. They get a point out of the deal, but their winning streak still have a point streak going to 5 games, but their winning streak snapped in Tampa. They'll be back at it against the Panthers, the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champions, tomorrow. But coming up on the other side, let's get into our G-Bag of the Day champ plus our top 10. It is Halloween. What are your Halloween plans tonight? 877-881-1053. And the 901 asked for it, and I'm delivering. What are the top 10 worst Halloween candies of all time? 877-881-1053. That's next in the Nation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. We get the Wooly Bully Top 10 list of the day and the G-Bag of the Day champion here in the G-Bag Nation. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up here in about 20 minutes. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. Into the Pimp Cup for the champ.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Hut, 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 hut. G back of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Replay the champ right about here. You caught it, you lucky son of a gun. I know you're probably out there getting your candies and everything, last minute situations. How are you doing? My name is LA Lucius Alexander. If you see anything you think I should be playing on Monday, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. All right, on social media, that is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Pronounced Lucius, not Luscious. Not Luscious. This is day number one, going for two of this champion audio. It is a combo pack from the G-Bag Nation. Our general, Gavin Dawson, he referenced a butt crack sports. Fellas, can you tell them what butt crack sports is?
Yeah, it's a fake sports report. And if you buy it, you got butt cracked.
Facts. Fake news right there. And Mr. Gavin Dawson just mentioned in it, if you have never heard of this radio station and don't know what butt crack sports is, you'd be like, what the hell is he talking about?
I mean, that's just raw data right there. There's no butt crack about it.
No butt crack about it. Raw data. And our very own Zach Wolchuk right here. Plain old legend, Zach Wolchuk. He's in the holiday spirit.
Mm-hmm. Here was one that did percolate from Monday night. Eli Manning. What's his son going to go as Halloween as?
What's his son going to go?
As Halloween as. Halloween as.
The voice, the cadence, all of it is just so
beautiful. Yeah, he slowed it down too, bro. That's what made it perfect.
I love it. All right, that is your combo platter champion, G-Bag of the Day, coming up with a brand new batch of nominees at 5:30. Of course, what you drinking, what you thinking, 5 o'clock, and then we go commercial-free expressway style, and we party it up. All right, here's the Bully with your top 10 list of the day.
Do you want to give a big congratulations to our buddy Zach Martin and former DeSoto legend Von Miller? They are highlighting the 9 inductees that are going to make up the Texas Sports Hall of Fame class of 2026. So congratulations to those two. You also have one of Brian Broaddus' favorite people ever, former TCU coach Gary Patterson.
Oh, he's in this class?
He's in the class. Yeah. He's in the class.
It's my dad's dude.
Yep. There we are.
You know the truck I got? It should be Patterson's old truck. Yep, so did.
So did.
So did.
I wish your dad would have backed it over him.
Wow. Steve McMichael, also part of this.
Oh, we lost Steve.
And Clint Dempsey. Those are just a couple of the people that are making up the 2026 class. Yep, absolutely.
We should do a top 10 McMichaels list one day.
There's a lot of legendary McMichaels.
Shout out to Randy.
Randy McMichael. Might be the best of the McMichaels, you think?
He's up there. I mean, he's absolutely up there. One of the more underrated tight ends in sports history.
He is. And if you have YouTube TV, just be ready.
You don't have any sports?
Yeah, not this weekend. YouTube TV has dropped ESPN and ABC ahead of this big football weekend, which also includes the Cowboys, who are going to be on Monday Night Football. So other channels that are vanishing from YouTube TV include the Disney Channel, FX, and National Geographic. Not Nat Geo. So I don't know. They're probably going to end up finding a way to get this thing resolved, is what typically happens, because you're going to get a lot of ticked off customers. Yeah. But Just to know, if you're a YouTube TV subscriber.
What do you think, which channel are going to be the most mad about?
It's definitely ESPN.
It's the sports. You know what I was wondering about? I wonder how many like sports bars use YouTube TV, and now they're getting ready for a giant football weekend, and then they got bleeped.
Yeah.
I would think maybe most of them are still doing the old traditional way, rocking a little DirecTV or something like that.
Yeah.
But for the ones that are leaning on YouTube TV right now, thinking about, oh, no. How are we going to accommodate all these screens?
Bleeped ourselves.
Just
bleeped ourselves.
And you can't even pivot to Nat Geo either.
No.
Which would be the clear, obvious backup plan.
Of course it would be. And shout out to all the high school football games going on tonight. Seasons wrapping up. Playoff berths on the line. As Lucius mentioned, real Plano legend here. Shout out to the Plano Wildcats. Looking to get a dub. They do. They're in the postseason. So let's go ahead and make it
happen. So it's a winner-take-all game tonight?
I think it's just a win-and-you're-in game.
Well, I think win-and-they're-in. There's a lot of different tiebreakers and factors. Prosper Rock Hill? It's one of the new Prosper schools.
There's Walnut Grove. There's regular Prosper. I don't know. There's a lot going on.
And then there's another one of these weird ones. And 877-881-1053, if you are going to that Prosper school, or you, I love you, and I thank you so much for listening, and I'm sorry if I butchered the name of your high school. Let's get into the top 10, shall we?
Okay, but
I got it right. It's Prosper Rock Hill. Prosper Rock Hill. Boom. Crushed it.
PSA in the 817. Wolchuk, if candy corn is on this list, I will walk out to my horse barn and turn off my radio. That has been a Tolo since 2013.
If it's on a top 10 worst candies list?
He's gonna turn it off for an entire 30 seconds and break his 12-year record.
Shout out to that dude for having a horse barn. I know all about that.
It's kind of envious of that.
With a transistor radio sitting in there.
That used to be how I made money. Scoop out those horse barns and clean all the boo-boo up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scoop it out with a wheelbarrow.
Did you ever get used to the smell?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
After months?
Yeah, it's cool. Just, you don't want anybody to neglect their horses.
Yeah.
So you get in there, you clean it up, and you scoop it in. There's worms in the boo-boo and whatnot. Yeah. It get kind of weird.
Oh. Yeah.
That ammonia smell is real strong.
Yeah,
I feel that 817's got to know on a top 10 worst Halloween candies list. Candy corn's probably going to be
substitute.
You might need to Omaha Audible.
Omaha.
Right now, bro.
Substitute the candy that comes unnamed in the black and orange wrappers.
Yeah, the waxy bit.
The wax, whatever
substitute
those are.
That one. Whatever that candy is.
What else is going on tonight for Halloween? The 469 said, I plan to run a D&D session for my friends tonight. I think that's Dungeons & Dragons. And I promise to make it extra spooky and creepy to play up the psychological horror. Problem is, I don't do scary movies at all because seeing Candyman at age 5 scared me or scarred me. So I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, Candyman is real scary, bro.
Yeah, it was. And then that story was true about the bees.
Yeah, it's too much.
That was insane. He got money for every single bee that he actually held in his mouth, and it ended up being a ridiculous amount of bees. Bleep candy corn.
How many bees could you fit in your mouth?
Not a lot. I don't think any. Necco wafers from the 817 being texted in. Going with the baby mama from the 972 to a Halloween wedding at the Stockyards today. How many Halloween weddings are there out there? I will say my daughter is going trick-or-treating for the first time, and my sister and her grandmother are going to take her. So 6 o'clock tonight, they're going to be going out there. I think they're going to go out to the Deerfield neighborhood. That's they're going to have the full-size candy bars out there.
What is she dressing up as?
A bat.
Oh.
When I first was told that she's going as a bat, I thought that sounds odd.
Bat out of hell?
But it is a cute costume. So I hope I get pictures of this later. I'm a little upset. You know, I'm not going to be there for that one. But they got to go early. It's 6 o'clock. They got to get out there. And she's usually asleep by 7:30.
Is she strong enough, big enough to sit in a wagon and be pulled around?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I mean, she can walk around now. Okay. She's crushing it. I mean, we went to a little gym this morning.
Okay.
And she can hold herself up on the bar and everything.
Okay, cool. There you go.
I might have a little gymnast on my hands, man.
There you go.
A little athlete.
Lucius will tell you about that.
There's some alternate D&D definitions.
They don't clean up.
Okay.
So just be careful. It might not have been Dungeons and Dragons for that guy.
214 definitely sent one in that maybe I should. You know what? I'm not.
Never assume.
We'll clean that up in post. All right. Top 10 worst Halloween candies. Number 10 is the Mike and Ikes.
Terrible.
Mike and Ikes are bad? These are worst candies?
These are the worst.
Okay, this is a crazy list already, bro.
Mike and Ike's are decent.
That's a ringing endorsement. This should be on the top 10 decent candies
bro,
list.
Decent.
To be decent at 10, that sounds about right.
It reminds me very much of Jim Garrett, Jason's dad. and he'd like give this glowing report on a player, and then he'd and then you go, Jim, what grade do you have? I have a seventh round grade on him.
He's glowing about the guy.
This guy's got all kinds of ability. He's one of the better route runners I've ever seen. Jim, what grade you got him? I've got him in the seventh round.
Made him sound like he's a first round pick, Jim.
I did. He would read a report, I swear. And Jason, if you're listening, I love your dad. If you're driving around.
And you too.
Yes. But Jason hates me. His wife, Brill, hates me even more. But yeah, Jim would just go on and on and on. It's like, oh man, this guy sounds interesting. Jim, I get him as a priority free agent.
Make sure you give him
I'd put my head on the desk. I would put my head, because I'm writing all these glowing notes.
Thinking like, we might have a player.
We might have a guy here. Hi. I don't think he's I think he's undraftable. Stop,
bro. I think he's undraftable.
Man. That's how he talks.
Shout out to the 817 dressing up as Mr. Freeze's wife, Poison Ivy, and the kiddos.
Was that
be
Mr.
The Riddler.
Freeze's wife was Poison Ivy?
No. Mr. Freeze's wife was not a villain.
She was frozen, wasn't she?
She was frozen.
Isn't that why he was so heartbroken and he took his anger out on everyone?
That's the backstory, and I believe Batman the Animated Story is the one that created that backstory.
Man, I didn't realize how many different variations there are of Mike and Ike's, bro.
Really? I didn't either. I thought there was just
the tropical ones go good, bro.
Lucius will tell you 3/4 them aren't worth a damn.
Hey, 469 clarified, it was for sure Dungeons & Dragons. I cannot stress that enough. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, we do appreciate
that.
What'd
you do?
Nothing, Brian. Just
imaginations run wild. You have Mike and Ike's Original Fruits, the Berry Blast, the Mega Mix, the Merry Mix, the Blue Raspberry, Sour Spooky Treats.
Ooh, Spooky Treats.
And it looks like they have a Root Beer Float, Mike and Ike.
That's not going to be good.
I could get it done.
Not going to be good.
Yeah, that's ambitious.
Our guy Derek Eagleton texting in.
What'd Derek say?
You're killing me with the Jim Garrett impressions.
Oh, it's 10 out of 10.
Derek, we love you and thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Dum Dums.
Oh, I actually think the Blue Raspberry Dum Dum.
I like the Dum Dum.
You just want more?
What do you think?
But they're great. They just get stuck in your teeth. Yeah, you gotta be young.
Dum Dums are fine, but they
wait, I'm thinking of dots.
Dots.
Dum Dums are just a tiny little lollipop.
My bad.
If it wasn't for movie theaters, we wouldn't eat dots.
No, I agree. I hated the dots. I still do to this day. I will never get them. But the Dum Dums just kind of lower on the totem pole. Like you're looking for other candies.
Bow Wow Wow, Lucius.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think you want. You want that Blue Raspberry Dum-Dum. I guess the only thing
is that
is
kind
that
of the lollipop
so
thing?
Yeah, it's Dum-Dum. A lollipop. Yeah, it's a lollipop.
Okay.
Shout out to Aaron Carter. Smarties coming in at number 8. I like the Smarties.
Can I throw one in there?
I didn't mind them. Yeah.
They make those hot tamales. You ever had those?
The hot tamales are gross.
Are they on this list?
No, but they should be.
Well, they substitute.
They
those
should
hot
be.
Tamales.
They
hot tamale persons like licorice, too. They like the same thing.
Yeah.
They're into
I didn't
that.
Like
it's all about eating that plastic, I guess. Yeah.
7, Mary Jane.
What?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of this.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard of this.
In a brownie?
Mary
not bad.
Jane.
They handing out gummies?
Yeah.
What neighborhood brownie. Is that? I'm showing up, bro.
They look like brown slugs.
Yeah, they don't look good.
They don't look good.
Mary Jane's?
Like a caramel waxy kind of candy, I guess. Like a caramel Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Is that like the Tolo? What's that thing called? What's that thing called with
Rolos?
The Rolos?
Rolos are banging, bro. Rolos are on my draft candy big board.
Pop those in the fridge.
Okay.
Circus Peanuts coming in at number 6.
Oh, come on, man.
You were a fan?
Peanuts are good.
No, but these baseball. Are the circus. These are
peanuts.
These are foam. These are like basically you could protect a fragile item.
Oh, I thought you were talking about peanuts.
No, they're circus peanuts.
No, the circus peanuts.
Oh.
Yeah they're gross.
I can't even believe they're still around.
I take that back.
Number 5, fifth worst candy on Halloween. And Lucius is not going to agree. It's the Twizzlers.
Worst?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's tripping, bro.
Twizzlers are very controversial. You either love them or you hate them. And it took me a while to get on board with the Twizzlers.
I secured, my barbecue pit in the back of the truck with one the other day.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
that's what you guys are eating, like bungee cord.
254, thank you. It is Nora. Nora was Mr. Freeze's wife's name.
Nora.
Nora Freeze.
Ah, she passed away. It was a cold day.
Number 4 is the Jawbreakers.
That was my...
Jawbreakers. Okay, yeah, that's a ridiculous candy because it's only good for like maybe 5 seconds. Then the rest of it, you try not to choke on it.
Not good.
What?
Yeah.
You're right, brother.
Pause. You're right. Yeah, absolutely correct.
There we go. That's a good teammate there.
I was doing my best to help you there, Lucian.
Nah, you good, bro.
How many teeth have actually gotten busted because of this?
Yeah.
A lot.
Like, what's the medical history? A lot.
Everybody sitting around in the lobby.
Yeah. It's conspiracy from the dentist people that came up with this. I got a candy for them.
Number three, we can sub the hot tamales for because it's the one that the 817 doesn't want
us
to say.
Yeah, don't say that.
Please. We love you, 817, but you know what it is. And if you've been listening to the segment, then you know what it is, too. Number two is Red Hots.
Yeah, that's the licorice people, too.
Mm.
Red Hots.
Those are little tiny candies.
Basically they're hot tamales,
yeah, they're
aren't
cinnamon.
They?
Yeah, they're very hot tamale-esque.
That's like when you're maybe a week away. Like, Halloween is a week now, right? It's gone. It's a week away.
Yeah. Okay.
And those are the last ones you're digging through. You got the tamales. You got them little hot red things. You're just like, man.
I'm gonna throw sweet tarts in there, by the way.
Sweet tarts, okay.
Whoa.
Sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts.
Sweet. If you want to destroy any type of senses you have on your tongue, yeah, go for the sweet tart.
We do have some love for candy corn on the text here.
Yeah.
830, candy corn, literally just sugar. How can people not like it?
There's a special, there's a special place in you know where for that.
Candy
you know,
corn is top one, two.
For the worst?
Yeah.
If you throw it in a bowl of peanuts, you can actually get by with it.
Lies.
Learned that about 10 years ago. Lies. You will pick around that stuff in a heartbeat.
Still going to be a bowl of candy corn.
You'll be like Heggy. You'll be touching everything in the thing to get around the candy corn.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
But number one, worst Halloween candy, licorice.
Oh. Yes.
it's bad. Licorice is gross.
It is, man.
I can't. No.
You're talking about black licorice.
Black licorice.
Yeah.
So not all licorice, just black
not
licorice.
Not the Twizzlers.
Okay.
Not
all
the Twizzlers.
Just, I'm going all.
But.
A-L-L. Yeah. All.
It's
nah,
the licorice.
Some licorice is really good. Black licorice is crazy.
But the black licorice is not.
Licorice.
Is that the cowboy thing in you right now? Like riding a horse and you pull out the licorice and that kind of thing?
It's good stuff. Like, as long as it's not the black one. The black one is terrible.
Seems like that's a very... licorice is a cowboy kind what, of... What, like we're on the horse in
what,
the saddle.
What flavor are they even going for in
I
the black licorice?
No, it's just... It's bad.
It really is.
It tastes off, but it kind of smells funky.
It's like the tree bark of candy.
It's not good. Go grab some bark. So there you are. There's our top 10 today.
Awesome. All right, Stephen Jones at 3 o'clock, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, though, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next right here.
Biggest L, biggest dub coming up. Stephen Jones right around the corner. It does appear, though, Eric and I were talking about this during the break. I mean, all signs have been pointing that Kyler Murray's going to be back from that foot injury, and he's looking to maintain his perfect record at AT&T Stadium. But he was listed as limited yesterday on the injury report. And today, Jacoby Brissett was the one that was throwing to top Cardinals receivers. Murray was taking the backup reps behind him. So Jacoby Brissett still leading practice. And
but they get an extra day.
They do have an extra day.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he was limited today. I mean, the signs are pointing towards Murray. At least they're saying he's going to play, but he did also skip his media availability yesterday. So maybe there's something here. It could be Jacoby Brissett against the Cowboys on Monday night, which I would take over Kyler Murray and how damn good he's been at AT&T Stadium. But I know yesterday, Eric, we were talking about, you know, they've been better with Jacoby Brissett.
They throw the ball well with him. That ball, I mean, it's noticeably different, you know, with the way that they play. But, yeah, you don't have to so much worry about the running aspect, but if you're a secondary that – which one of these running quarterbacks – we keep talking about it every week. I feel like a broken record. These quarterbacks – we talk about running quarterbacks every single week, and it ends up being these dudes throw the ball for more success than they run it.
Yeah,
and it's because they've learned. Like, Jalen Hurts didn't realize in week one, if you just throw the ball, you'll probably find great success. So he was running around like a rabid animal. But all these other quarterbacks are like, yeah, I could run and risk my body a little bit, but why don't I just throw a 50-yard touchdown instead?
Well, for our Friday staple, biggest L, biggest up, here's Eric.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Okay, we mentioned the YouTube TV fiasco. If you have it and you like sports and ESPN and stuff like that, you're not going to get it for the time being. And a little pro tip here from the 214. I haven't fact-checked it, but perhaps it's true.
So let me share it.
You can get a, allegedly, you can get a day pass for $5 on Sling TV. So if you just download the Sling app, $5, day pass, and you party rock. Now, don't quote me on that. As a matter of fact, forget you ever heard it. But there's a potential dub in there somewhere for you.
Potential.
Or you could exacerbate your L currently. All right. Let's see here. We have the 682 biggest L. This is unfortunate. Grandmother's funeral. It's arrived. I guess it's a Halloween grandma's funeral kind of deal. Everybody dresses up and eats candy while you lay granny to rest.
Yeah.
But he does note, biggest dub saw four of my five half-brothers and one half-sister all together for the first time ever. So death can bring family together?
Let me ask you something real quick. I do work with a company called, well, it's a tailgate company, right?
Okay.
And would you guys do this? Would you, if you knew you were passing on, like put money aside for a tailgate party for everybody?
That sounds pretty badass.
Like, if you know that you're in your final days, like, your final wish was, like, they put you in the ground, and then you go and have a tailgate party for everybody afterwards and, like, get drunk and talk about you.
That'd be pretty cool.
In a nice way.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Like, instead
big party.
Of everybody being sad, you know, hey, go have a big party. Let's go do this.
And it's your funeral, so it's still your big day.
Yeah,
you could dictate the proceedings.
Yeah, like, hey, you know what? When I go, have a big tailgate party for me. Yeah, well, that'd be kind of cool.
A little orange magic wings.
Yeah.
Talking about grandpa.
Yeah, I have a margarita machine and a bunch of bottles of booze.
Maybe pinata.
That was my favorite part of Kenny and Quinlan's.
Yeah.
The Frozen Marks. Frozen Marks. The rock and roll tequila.
There you go. Yeah.
903L, kiddos not going trick-or-treating. Dub. Going to the 130 Classic tonight? Tolo Reginald?
I-30 Classic.
I'm not sure which game that is.
High school. It's got to be a high school game, right?
Got to be.
It's got to be somebody on the way. That's what is that? That could be like Fort Worth. That could be Arlington. All those roads. I mean, we go to a game. We drive down I-30, right?
Absolutely.
Pretty much.
Could be a lot of games.
Lucius.
Rockwall.
Yes, sir.
What's the I-30 game?
And Rockwall. Shoot, man, Heath? I wish I did know.
I think it's Rockwall and Rockwall Heath.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, shout out to you, sir.
Shout out.
Get you some nachos. Stadium nachos, brother.
Tear them up.
And you get some meat on there. Meat sauce.
Fighting Nick Harris's.
I'm just telling you, man. You can't complain about him, but you should complain about those things.
No, Frito Pie at a high school game is
amazing, bro.
That's
some
insane.
Jalapenos.
You yes. give me, well, you Stop. Okay, the nacho thing, you give me the choice between the Frito Pie and the nachos.
You know,
okay?
Like that little nacho machine that goes,
and the cheese. I don't eat nachos any day at a high school game.
I kind of feel like by the time I get back to my seat, they're already kind of like plastery, and the chip has got given up.
Yeah, the nachos aren't good.
Oh, whoa.
And there's never enough napkins to make up for how much you're having to do.
Fair.
You know, like they need
it's
better.
It's part of the pageantry, man. You're going to go home and you're still going to have some cheese stuck to your face somewhere. I'm just perhaps
15-year-old served you that.
Yeah.
I'm just telling
you. They put a lot of tender love and care into it.
I'm just telling you right now, it usually ends up half eaten under my feet and I step on it by accident.
Mm. Oh, then you got cheese shoes.
Cheese shoes, yeah.
It's not good. Let's see here.
Nobody, when you offer them to people, they really don't want them.
No,
people are like, nah, I'm good. Thanks.
The nachos?
Yeah.
No.
Like, I don't share mine.
No, you can't be sharing them because those fingers.
I told you when I was on my way, if you want something, let me know. Yeah. I'll bring something back. Don't be looking over at my plate
you
trying to get
You should have
told something.
Me.
Yeah, told me, man.
Listen, I appreciate the concession area that has the big pit going in the back where I could see the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you're trying to sell me a hamburger or hot dog from that thing, I think you're doing it the right way there.
Now they got the food trucks out there, too.
Oh,
at the
do
games.
They?
Yes, sir. Mm.
By the way, a lot of confirmation here. The Sling TV, $5 day pass, it's a real thing. Now, be careful because they might price gouge all of a sudden. They realize everybody's
going
to be scrambling
now?
To it. Well, you get 24 hours for $5 to watch your squad. That's a no-brainer deal if you're in a pinch. So, big respect to the guy who initially sent that tip in. That's huge. Jaime in Fort Worth, 940 Big Dub got into a 26 Chevy Silverado thanks to DNM.
Ah, oh, very good.
It's my guy right there. Nice work, Jaime. It's beautiful.
Good job.
Okay, let's see
here. Don't park it over here.
469, Biggest L, my girlfriend broke up with me. Biggest Dub, I know God got me.
There you go.
That's how he wrote it.
That's a good attitude.
God got me.
Yeah, you're
probably
better off.
The biggest dub was the breakup, bro.
Picture for sure. You know, the immediate aftermath does suck.
You're going to go to the Chinese buffet. You'll be by yourself. It'd be great.
We want to meet you where you are right now, and we can understand how sucky that is. But my gosh, you wake up 3 months from now, you're a little bit leaner, a little bit sharper, got way more time on your
hands. Yeah, getting that gym, bro.
Just doing what you want to do. That was always the thing.
Read a chapter a night.
Yeah, there you go.
It's good for your mind.
Absolutely. Make use of that bookshelf that you just used for show all those years.
Yeah. Get on YouTube and watch people cook.
Yeah. Big L to Dave Roberts, the manager for the Dodgers, who was apparently doing some level of a race around the bases versus one of his players, and he literally slipped and fell onto his face. I don't know what type of omen that is for his team tonight as they are in a lose or a win-or-go-home situation.
Win-or-go-home.
So just something to consider if you're a Dodgers fan. Of course, Big L to Adrian Peterson this week has brought us his chasing squirrels on the television.
I'm laughing at the ladies dressed up like a Big Perk and
Oh, that's pretty good.
NBA Today.
Yeah. Wow, they got that done pretty nicely. She's got like a fade. That's pretty good work right there.
That is good work, yeah.
They're detail-oriented. Okay, Adrian Peterson had the old DWI situation early Sunday morning after a poker outing. He was just asleep at the gas pump. he was just asleep at the gas pump. He said it was just, a couple, two or three shots, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. I was just tired.
2 to 3 shots of a vodka mix, he says. But then there was a witness who was at the poker game and photographed the football legend during one of the hands, told TMZ he saw Peterson, quote, drinking like a fish.
Is he the guy that we think is going to be named next in this whole poker ring?
Bro.
The arresting officer claimed that Peterson, that he said to Peterson, like from a scale of 0 being completely sober to 10 being intoxicated to the point of blacking out, Peterson stated he was a two, but then he bombed the field sobriety test. So he got locked up in Old Sugar Land. That's a tough way to end a weekend for sure.
So you can't get drunk and fall asleep in your car. Do you like, what do you do? Can you take the keys out the ignition and throw them in the back and fall asleep?
I think that's the key.
There are some elements to that being true, but then I do think they start wondering, like, how did you get here?
If you're still
in the parking lot of the bar or whatever, I think you're good, but they might, you know, they might retroactively get you for getting where you got. But yes, that was, I mean, I've done some driver's ed stuff, you know, after getting a speeding ticket, and they're always like, hey, just throw those keys out of the car. Throw them out of the
car.
Can
you throw them in the seat next to you?
No.
I think it's got to be in the trunk.
They cannot be in the
glove compartment or something. No, not in the car. No. Damn.
Yeah, not in the car at all.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you got to set it outside and hope that nobody takes them. Or
like on the wheel.
Put it on the wheel. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it on the wheels. Probably a fair deal.
Or the gas tank. Just open that thing up and put them in there.
I'm not doing that. Close it. Wake up in Texarkana. Somebody else driving.
Yeah.
We almost there, dog.
You know what we should do?
Thelma Louise.
We should get Stephen Jones' thoughts on this.
All right, so Stephen, you know, kick back to 3:15 is the update that I just got. So yeah. Stephen, 3:15. So we'll do. How about we kick off our sounds of the Halloween Sports Day, Eric?
Okay, I guess we're gonna do that. Audible at the line of scrimmage, next in the nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.